to search CRM.com's Voices of CRM podcast for May 30th. I'm Barney Beal, news editor on the site. This is our third in a series of podcasts with leading executives, analysts, and experts in the field of CRM. Today we're talking with John Roberts, CEO and co-founder of Sugar CRM, a open source provider based in Cupertino, California. All right, thanks for joining us today, John.
Thank you, Barney.
Maybe you could get us started by talking a little bit about the early days of Sugar. Open source had already sort of emerged in databases and operating systems at the time, but what made you believe that it could extend to applications, and what convinced you that CRM was that application?
Sure. We started Sugar CRM was, we started working on full-time on Sugar CRM in April of 2004. Myself and my two co-founders, Jacob Taylor and Clint Oram, had been working together, working for a traditional proprietary enterprise CRM applications provider here in the Valley.
You were all at Epiphany, is that right?
That's correct, yes. And really, over the last, you know, I've spent my whole career in the last 11 years in the Valley building 100% proprietary enterprise class applications, specifically in the CRM and e-commerce spaces. And I think we, you know, kind of collectively started looking for a new way to develop better applications and really having the focusing on engineering versus, you know, great sales and marketing, and looking at the CRM space, which was, you know, our core domain expertise. I think we were frustrated that, you know, the big players in the space were really big, and I think most of it was due to, you know, extreme sales and marketing costs and very little engineering costs, and that's, you know, reflected in their income statements that really anyone can look at. And I think we started looking at open source and the notion of, if we're able to found an open source project and put our ideas and write software in public and open source license the code that we write, which is what we did starting in April of 2004 and founding the Sugar open source project. And if the software is good and folks see value in it, our hope was that we could build a large community around that, and then if that is successful, we're able to build a company around the project. And fortunately, that has happened really, really well. So, you know, today we're 65 employees in Cupertino, California. The Sugar Open Source Project is grown to be a pretty substantial project. We've had over 500,000 downloads around the world, 5,000 developers. The code has been translated into over 30 languages. I think it's rapidly becoming one of the largest, or certainly probably one of the largest enterprise open source applications on the planet today. But I think the thing that really, you know, motivated us was kind of changing the focus to writing great software in public, working using the internet not just as a sales tool or a communications tool, but as a software development tool. And by studying Red Hat and MySQL and JBoss, you know, it became, you know, from our perspectives and our domain experience being in the CRM space, that the open source business model absolutely applied to applications just as it does to lower pieces of the stack.
And could you explain a little bit about how commercial open source works?
Commercial open source, you know, I think that the thing that I really like about open source is that it's about integrity, really. And when you write software in public and you make your forums are in public and the basis is active and open discussion, you know, Sugar CRM Inc. is, you know, what funds are the Sugar Open Source Project is Sugar Professional and Sugar Enterprise Editions. And I just felt it was really important to add commercial in front of open source, because writing software isn't free. I mean, initially we did work for free, but that's not obviously not a long-term proposition. So as we did incorporate the company and start building out, which allows us to invest more heavily into the open source project, I just wanted to make it clear to everyone that, you know, we are a full-time operation. Everything isn't completely for free, but that we do, from day one all the way through version 4.5, We have a history of open source licensing about 75% of all of the code that we write. In fact, 4.5 that's going to ship here in June is 95% open source license. So I think the notion of commercial in front of open source is really just being 100% clear in that everything isn't completely for free, and I don't want folks to think that everything is free, because it's just not the case.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And in February, you announced a technical collaboration with Microsoft, a company that's sort of been characterized as the enemy by many open sourcers. Could you tell us a little bit about how you maintain that relationship and your reasoning behind that collaboration?
Sure. You know, I think open source is really about removing, it's about decisions and control to some degree. And, you know, in the proprietary world, the vendor makes all the decisions, and in the open source world, the customer or the user is in the position to make decisions, and that's something that we believe in. That's why we do provide the full source code and everything that we do, and we do offer multiple deployment options, whether it's on-premise or on-demand. We kind of remove these kind of traditional proprietary restrictions, and we listen very carefully to the needs of our community, and it became very clear to us that although the majority of our customers run on Linux, we do have a substantial, probably about a third of our community runs on the Windows platform, because it is a very good platform. So when Microsoft approached us to build a more optimized Windows distribution of Sugar Open Source, we felt it was a good idea, mostly just because it was clear that our community was looking for that. So as a result, we are going to ship Sugar Open Source and support for Microsoft SQL Server and IIS. But mostly the driver behind that was really to provide more choice for end users in our community.
Okay. And John, I also understand, I mean, much of your commercial business does come from small and mid-sized organizations who also tend to be the ones who invest in on-demand CRM. Are your customers really making a choice between you and, say, Salesforce.com? Because it seems to me that the on-demand or the hosted CRM model is appealing partly because it requires less IT involvement than a typical on-premise deployment, while open source CRM, on the other hand, might require more, particularly if people are going to share and collaborate on code. Is that the case? Can you are your customers more tech-savvy?
That's actually a great question. I was actually speaking at a summit yesterday, and Mark Benioff was actually speaking at the same summit, and it was kind of interesting how different our kind of perspectives are on the future of software. You know, in Mark's world, it's 100% on demand. You know, I guess our philosophy is that, you know, it's really up to, it's providing choice. I mean, on demand, it's really one of three different deployment models. I don't believe that you should place restrictions on how the software is used, whether you want to run it on site or whether it's on demand or whether it's a partner or anyone can take Sugar Open Source and offer it on demand. What we're seeing is our on-demand is a little different. We're not big fans of the multi-tenant model. I think it does place more restrictions. I think it's really more of a legacy of kind of older technologies, you know, that were developed 10 years ago. Today, with, you know, most with Intel and AMD, you know, rack servers, you can build an incredibly scalable single-tenant on-demand environment that gives customers not only the benefits of on-demand, but also gives them full control over their own database and their own application, but still preserves the full upgrade capability that, you know, multi-tenancy provides. We also believe that it's okay, that if, you know, at certain points in the decision criteria, it makes sense for us to manage the servers from a lack of IT, but at other times there are customers that they want us to manage the server, but they want full control over the application and the database, and that's something full telnet access and the like. Other instances, it's a sales team, and they just wanted to visually manage the application. They have zero technical resources. Other times, you know, it's a great place to start for a year or two, and at some point you may decide that it makes more sense to run the application on site, just because on-demand will never be able to compete with an on-site application in terms of its ability to weave into other applications in the enterprise. So our philosophy is that, you know, we don't believe in restricting users in terms of one deployment option. It's really providing multiple options and allowing customers to choose, you know, what deployment options makes the most sense. I think they all make sense for different reasons. And that's why we provide all three, and also the flexibility to move between deployments.
Sure. And so do you find yourself competing with someone like Salesforce.com for customers?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, I think today we've still being a pretty young company under 2 years, and we have, we've had over 600 customers. So I think it's Sure Professional and Enterprise have been very well received. We're very thankful for the momentum that we've achieved very quickly. I have been surprised. I mean, we have over 30 Salesforce.com replacements. That's a bit of a surprise to me, how competitive we've been in terms of their customers converting over so quickly. But at the same time, if you look at our 600 customers and growing, I think, probably over half of them were non-consumers of traditional proprietary CRM systems, whether they were on-demand or on-premise. So I wouldn't say that, Salesforce is our number one competitor, no. But it is surprising to me how many replacements we've done at Salesforce.
And do your commercial customers, do they tend to be a little more tech savvy?
Actually, that's a great question. And I think it's one of those kind of fallacies that people think that just because you're open source, you have to be a developer to use the application, which is completely, it's actually the reverse. Because in order for an open source project to be successful, the code needs to be able to, you need to be able to download it, install it, and be up and running and within 15 minutes with zero training. And most of the folks that do this are non-technical people. So if only open source projects that are incredibly intuitive and easy to download and install or configure an on-demand environment are going to be successful. So it's actually reverse. You don't need to be a developer. So for like with Sugar CRM, we have installers for Windows, Linux, Mac OS X. We have VMware images. There's full Linux distributions. We have five or six different installers for different platforms that other developers that have written for us. So I think it's that the notion that you have to be a developer to run open source is just not true. And I encourage anyone to download Sugar open source and see for themselves.
And so how do you see kind of open source impacting the future development of CRM applications?
Oh, I think it's absolutely the future of software. I mean, I think that, up until really open source, I think there's this notion in the Valley that, we're the smartest people on earth because we're in Silicon Valley and we're just going to write what everybody needs and just give them open interfaces. But I don't believe that. I think the world is changing and that there are a lot of really, really smart people around the world that have a lot of great ideas to contribute and don't necessarily want to move to the Valley. So I think the notion of, proprietary vendors building proprietary code bases and maybe open up, interfaces or whatever that are still, controlled by the vendor over. And I think the open source model is a more innovative way to develop software. It just is. I mean, we see it ourselves in terms of the number of ideas and contributions we get from engineers around the world. I've never seen anything like it in my whole career in the Valley in terms of this process of creating truly innovative software. At the same time, it's higher quality because you have 10 times as many people reading the source code, 10 times as many people deploying it, finding bugs that you would never find if you just had 10, 15 people, in an outsourced QA department. So it, in general, commercial open source, it is a more innovative way to, it does generate more innovative software, higher quality software because there's more people using it and QAing it. And it's less costly because if you look at the way that software is distributed and buying support services for it, it's just our cost of sales are a fraction of what a proprietary vendor, spends today. Okay. So it's just that overall, it's just a better product for less.
And maybe explain to me more from a business side of Sugar CRM. I mean, why do people really need you once this code is out there? And what's to stop another company from coming along and offering, their own support for the product at a cheaper rate? Have you had some experiences with this in the past?
Sure. I mean, there's, I think the focus is on value, adding value every single day and earning the business every single day, earning the customer every single day. So, no, there's nothing to stop anyone. In fact, if you do a Google search on Sugar CRM, you'll see 100 100 companies around the world that offer support services and hosting for Sugar Open Source. I think it's actually a really good thing. You know, there's nothing. It's really about writing great software, supporting it really well. And if you do that every single day, whether it's on-premise or on-demand, you'll succeed. But at the same time, I think choice is a really good thing. And we have over 125 partners around the world already. That's why Sugar Open Source is translated in over 30 different languages. That's all done by developers around the world in their local geography that also sell and support Sugar Open Source.
So who is sort of your competition on the open source side of CRM? I mean, do you see the market evolving into a place where people are choosing between multiple open source CRM applications and not necessarily open source versus proprietary?
Not really. I mean, you know, a lot of folks like to say, you know, categorize you because you're open source, you have to be in this other category than the proprietary vendors. The companies that you know we compete and win against on a day-to-day basis are, you know, Salesforce.com, Siebel, Oracle, Microsoft Dynamics.
Sure.
These are really the companies that we're evaluated against.
Okay. Well, John, thanks a lot for taking the time today.
Sure. My pleasure. Thank you for having me, Mark. Okay.
Well, that ends our discussion with John Roberts. If you're interested in learning more about open source CRM and hosted CRM, please remember to turn to our learning guides on searchcrm.com, and we'll be back next month with another voice in the CRM market. Thanks.